to tile.
All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophets said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophets said it should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation.
You mean so much to me.
satisfy
my needs, supply. My Jesus, you're all I want. You're all I want.
My Jesus, you are all I want.
It's your answer. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Everywhere you are, whisper that name. And there is no friend so kind
as he.
No one else could take my sins and darkness from me.
Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me
like Jesus, and there is no friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sins.
How much he cares for me. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus.
Since I found in him a friend so strong and true,
Shiba gada 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 daba. As he.
No one else could take my sins and darkness from
your hands and just listen.
Oh,
one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as you. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Ooh, how much he cares for me. Lift those hands high and whisper that name. See him. So much care he has for you, and that care took him to the cross. So whisper that name, Jesus. Breathe upon this service today. Look upon someone here with favor. It's your answer.
You remain my great fear.
Great physician is here healing somebody, touching somebody.
That's right. That's right. It might not be a physical bodily healing, a spiritual healing, an emotional healing, a mental healing. It's wiping out an affliction. It's arresting the agenda of the devil in your life. Arresting the agenda of wickedness in your life. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit.
Without his presence, and that presence is here right now, changing somebody's life. Take your seat 1 minute.
I want to stay.
I want to stay.
Separate me from the things, Lord, that hinder me. I want to live. His word very sharply. We look at the subject, effective prayer components. Effective prayer. A month of the word and a month of prayer is definitely a month of revival. That is why the intensity of the worship. Effective prayer components. We have our objective to understand the various components for effective and productive praying. In the physical world, every recipe is made up of ingredients. If the desired result is to be produced, if the taste is to be accurate, the recipe must be followed. Hence, you can go to KFC in Australia and in America and taste the same thing. Or Burger King or any of the ones here in Nigeria, you can go anywhere, you will taste the same thing. Because when the recipe is followed, the result is guaranteed anywhere. In the same manner, there are ingredients and there are components in the spiritual that guarantee prayer results. Whether the person who is praying in Nigeria or the person praying is praying in America, if the ingredients are together, results are guaranteed. There are five of these ingredients I want to look at quickly. Number one is a buoyant relationship with God. A buoyant relationship with God. Ingredient number one. He said, our Father which is in heaven, not our lender which is in heaven, not our banker which is in heaven, not our benefactor which is in heaven, our Father. That connotes relationship. I'm not going to talk too much this morning, but I'll just give you just a few things. Relationship is the authentic basis for requests. People make requests of others and
the request become more powerful if there is an established relationship. A friend in the university or in the secondary school could ask me for something boldly, more boldly than somebody I am meeting for the first time. A wife could ask a husband more boldly for things than any other person. A sister, a brother, a son, a child. I told my children sometime, I said, anything you need that you think I have, don't shake, don't shiver. Be bold. Ask for it. You can have it. I'm not talking about spoiling children with things. I am talking about authentic, genuine need. I put myself in such a position so that when they can go to our Heavenly Father, they can go boldly and not shake. A physical father is to give his family a semblance of the Heavenly Father. What is expected? Not, you know, there are days when children will want to go and ask for school fees from their father and they are shaken because of what will be the outcome. No. Where there is relationship, requests is easy. Let me put it this way. In the presence of relationship, request. Say it this way. Request from the Heavenly Father in the presence of relationship is called prayer. When you are making request of your Heavenly Father because there is a relationship, it is called prayer. When request happens in the presence of relationship, it is called prayer. When request happens in the absence of relationship, it is called begging. A beggar doesn't know you from anywhere. He's begging. Give me something. Those who don't have any relationship with God, who are asking God for things, are merely begging. It's not prayer. So the first ingredient is to be sure that there is a buoyant relationship. Relationship such that you are talking with him when there is no need. There was no problem. You are in talking terms. Number two is the consciousness of the faithfulness of God. The consciousness. Somebody must go to the place of prayer with the consciousness of the faithfulness of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, "For without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder." He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. This is the point A for this service. And I'm sure that you made note of that first point in the first point. The knowledge that God has not called you to seek him in vain empowers effective prayer. The knowledge that God has not called you to seek him in vain empowers effective prayer. The knowledge that God has not called anyone to seek him in vain empowers effective and productive prayer. That was Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19. That was what it means. He said, "I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain." The knowledge that God has not called anyone to seek him in vain empowers effective prayer. The knowledge that
You are not wasting your time. That you are not wasting your time seeking God and powers. In fact, the knowledge that you are not wasting your time seeking God is a basis for expectation in prayer. When you look at other people who followed God, who pursued God, and you realize that those people did not waste their time, it empowers that consciousness. I'm not wasting my life. I'm not wasting my prayer. I am not praying for nothing. One day I was praying about something, and I told my wife, I said, I had to believe God for this. Because if I cannot believe God for something like this, how will I be able to believe God for something bigger? I needed that. And it was done. So, you need a buoyant relationship with God. You need the consciousness of the faithfulness of God. Number three, you need the revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. In John chapter 15 verse 7. John chapter 15 verse 7. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Look at what Elijah said in the Old Testament. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, the B part. When he was explaining to God, he said, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. I am making demands on fire. I am making demands on all these things because I saw from your word that I have the basis to expect this kind of result. I have done all these things at thy word. What is the meaning of that? First, the word of God is the fuel for prayer. Is fuel for prayer. Is fuel for prayer. Is fuel for prayer. It fuels prayer life. Revelation is fuel for supplication. Is fuel for intercession. The more word loaded you are, the more fireful and impactful your prayer will be. The more word loaded you are, the more target specific your prayer will be. The more target specific your prayer will be. The word of God shows us examples of answered prayer. That's how it fuels prayer. It shows us examples of answered prayer. It shows us promises of answered prayer. It shows us that you can pray and be answered. The word of God also shows us the attitude of God towards the prayer of his people. Did you get what I just said? Word of God shows you examples of answered prayer. The word of God shows you promises of answered prayer. And thirdly, the word of God shows you the attitude of God towards the prayer of his people. These things are the reason why we say the word of God is fuel for prayer. Fuel for prayer. Fuels your prayer life. Beloved brothers and sisters, there are a lot of people who pray a lot. They can fast a lot, but they don't open the Bible. They don't have the time for the Bible. No wonder they keep on praying and praying and praying, and the results are so minimal. There are those who claim they are worded and they don't pray. This is just like standing on one leg. We shall give ourselves to prayer and what? The ministry of the word. Prayer goes hand in hand with the word. If you want to pray well, know the word. And if you want the word to work for you, pray well. Am I communicating at all? The knowledge, the revelation of the word was point number three. Number four is the knowledge of God's will. The knowledge of God's will. The knowledge of God's will. Knowing what God wants to do is a fuel, is an ingredient of prayer. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him. If we ask anything according to his will, we read it already. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Please note this first. The will of God, I've said that many times, but at times repetition brings retention. The will of God is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Answered prayer waiting for someone to pray it. God wants Nigeria to explode in revival. That is already an answered prayer waiting to be prayed. God wants to drop a mantle upon you to rout your family and rout the demons of your generation, and you are aware of it. That is prayer answered, waiting to be prayed. Listen, God looks for human vessels to partner with in order to bring his will to pass in the earth. He looks permanently for human vessels to partner with in order to bring his will to pass. Listen to this. You don't need to beg God to do what it was his own desire to do. You see, God desired it before you discovered it. Am I communicating at all? When he said, this is what I want to do, he had desired it since. You just discovered it. You don't need to beg him to do what he already desired to do before you discovered it. You don't need to beg him. Listen to this. That is why, listen to this. Prayer victory begins where the will of God is known. In every realm, prayer victory begins. You know the will of what God wants for your life, what God wants for your family, what God wants for your nation, what God wants for your community, what God wants for your children, what God showed you about yourself, what you saw from the word of God concerning your life. Prayer victory begins where the will of God is clearly known. Someone say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. Amen. The knowledge of God's will. And finally, vibrant faith in God. Vibrant faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith, 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 faith. James chapter 1 and in verse 6, talking about faith, he said, but let him ask in faith. If you ever want to ask God for anything, ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Listen to this as I begin to round off. The faith in prayer determines the weight of prayer. The faith component of prayer is what determines the weight of prayer. Prayer does not carry weight because of verbosity or the quotation of or the use of Elizabethan English. Lord, thou knowest that thy servant has followed thou all these years, and thy own hand has, you know, all manner of those kind of things. No. It is not the language of prayer, but the faith of prayer that determines the weight of prayer. Listen, length of prayer is important, but faith of prayer is more important. Right? The faith inside the prayer is more important than the length of the prayer. The faith in the prayer, because it is faith that moves God, not length. He said, because without faith, it is impossible to move God. It's impossible to please God. The faith. And I believe in lengthy prayer. I can pray by his mercies 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, non-stop, just blasting on. And that is good for general ruggedization and fireization. Am I communicating? And to keep the engine charged. But when it comes to the weight of that prayer, the conviction, which is called faith now, the revelation that gave birth to the conviction that is fueling this supplication, that is going to move you into action, that is the faith of the prayer that gives weight to prayer. Did you see the equation? The revelation that fueled your conviction, that is pushing you into this supplication, that is making you to take desperate actions because you believe God has answered. That faith is what makes prayer carry weight. Oh! Oh! Is there somebody receiving some injection here this morning? That is what makes prayer. From what angle are you speaking? What is the revelation that is causing you to be angry at the devil and to be angry at these things? What is the conviction that is pushing you to make demands on God that this thing must happen? That is what makes the prayer carry weight. Lord, is it not written in your word so and so and so? Did you not do this in scripture? You say, I did it. I was waiting for you to let me know. Take your seat. He said, plead your cause. Produce your strong reasons. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Somebody say loud amen. So we talked about the buoyant relationship with God, ingredient number one. And then if that is the Maggi, then maybe the consciousness of the faithfulness of God can be the salt. And maybe the knowledge, the revelation of the word can be the oil. And maybe the knowledge of his will can be the what? And then a vibrant faith in God can be the binder of the soup. And by the time you are through, there is something positive and something tangible and something impactful that you have to offer. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. I know our time is gone, but we'll pray at least for 7 minutes. And I want to give two counsels as we go. Number one, refuse to pray just religiously or for the fulfillment of all righteousness. Pray and expect results. Put it first. Pray and expect results. Refuse to pray religiously and refuse to pray for just fulfillment of all righteousness or to pray sentimentally. Pray and expect results. There are people who pray. The way when you hear them pray, you know they are not expecting any answer. I'm not expecting any answer. If it be thy will, help thy servant. If it is not your will, they are not expecting any answer. It's not at all times where you say, if it be thy will, where the will of God is known, you don't pray like that anymore.
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is a clearly known will. When you want to marry a wife and you are not sure, you can ask for the will of God. Lord, if it's your will, let it be clear. And if it is not, let it be clear. You can't use faith in that one. Father, I'm going to marry this girl, and whether she's the correct one or not, make her correct. That is signature for frustration. A lifetime of frustration. No, so people pray the wrong prayer for the right thing, and so they just mix it up. When they are trusting God for supernatural supply or something like that, they are now saying, if it is your will. When they are here, where they are to find out the will of God before they go, they are now using faith to set aside the will of God. No. Secondly, pray passionately. When I say passionately, it doesn't mean loudly. It doesn't mean shouting prayer, not necessarily. Passion is not a function of volume. It's a function of intensity. The intensity with which this thing is coming. James 5:16 talked about Elijah, the man of like passion, who prayed and God heard. This is your word this morning. I'd like you to look at this word when you get back home and take the time to pray. But I want us to pray just for about 5, 6, 7 minutes. I know our time is gone. But lift up your hands and thank the Lord for what you have received just this morning. Go ahead and give him the praise. Say after me, say, Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what I've received today. I know my life can never remain the same. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and speak to God. I thank you for today. I thank you for your word to me today. I thank you because my life can never remain the same. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray with much more fire. The first prayer I want us to pray after that thanksgiving is Baba ye Jeki jo Barede Baba ye Jeki jo Barebo Kashere Beru Lori mi kashere bere laye mi kashere bere Lori mi kashere bere Baba ye o overrun. Your throne be up and your rule be enthroned in my life, in my family. The throne of the enemy, the rule of the enemy be overtaken. We are praying that for our lives. We are praying that for our families. We are praying that for our nation. Lift up your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask today
that your rule
and your reign established in my life, in my family, in my family, in my destiny, in the work of my hands. Father, I ask that your rule and your reign be enthroned, be established in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the church, in Dunamis, in our nation, in Nigeria, in our generation, in our world today. Establish your rule, establish your reign. And Father, we ask that the rule and the reign of the enemy be scattered, be overthrown in the name of Jesus. Scattered now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. We pray that the rule, that the reign, that the throne of the enemy be overrun, be scattered, be dismantled, be shattered. Liar hazard. Be dismantled. Your rule, your reign be established in my life, in my family, in my destiny, the work of the hands, the church, Dunamis, the nation, Nigeria, our generation, our world. Father, we are under the rule and the reign of the enemy be overthrown now. In Jesus' name. Lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask for your will.
Your perfect will.
Your perfect plan.
Your perfect purpose.
For my life.
For my family.
For my destiny.
To be established.
Your perfect plan.
Your perfect will.
Your perfect purpose.
For the church.
For Dynamis.
For the nation.
For Nigeria.
For our generation.
Today,
establish it.
And right now, we decree that the agenda of wickedness, the agenda of the enemy, the agenda of the devil, the plan, the purposes of hell concerning my life, concerning our families, concerning our nation, concerning Nigeria, concerning the church, concerning Dunamis, concerning our assignment, the agenda of the enemy be frustrated by the blood of Jesus. Be frustrated, be canceled now. Open your mouth and pray. Be frustrated. Be canceled. The agenda of the enemy. Be frustrated. The agenda of the enemy. Be frustrated. The agenda of the enemy. Be frustrated. The program of hell. In the name of Jesus. Finally, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
upon my life,
upon my family,
upon our nation,
upon Nigeria,
upon the church,
upon Dunamis,
upon the work of my hands,
mercy.
Mercy.
Let your mercy
speak for us.
Speak for me.
Speak for your church.
Speak for our nation.
Let your mercy
swallow up
the wrath of the enemy.
Mercy, oh God,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Mercy, 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 mercy. mercy, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and thank Him for answer to prayers. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. We give You the adoration. Lift those hands high. I speak right now. The arrest of the agenda and the rule and the throne of evil in your life. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy and decree right now the establishment of the rule of God, the throne of God in your life, in your family, and in your destiny. There is the arrest of the spirit of death. Anyone they have planned death for, whether it is for you or your family, friend, brother, sister, loved one, relations, in this season, that arrow is arrested and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. There is an arrest of a marital attack. Attack on someone's marriage. I take authority over that demon of attack. Your arrow of attack is retrieved and refired back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow of pain on the left hand side of the chest of somebody. There is an affliction on the right ear of somebody. Also the right hip of somebody. Any bodily pain and bodily affliction and bodily ailment and disease. Arrows of chest congestion and symptom that threatens you. They are retrieved and refired back to sender. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be.
Amen.
This week is your week.
Amen.
Everywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want this prayer to be answered in my life, but I need to be forgiven of my sins. Quickly, pick your Bibles and your bags. Everybody remain standing. I'll tell you when to sit and no movement yet. Quickly rush forward here to the front and let me pray for you. You want to be genuinely born again. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You want to return back to God. I give you the count of seven. And don't be the last to come, be the first one.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
Two.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
After me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today and I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. God bless you. Our counselors are right at your back. Very shortly, they will go with you to where they will talk with you and show you what to do to be established in the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody blessed today at all? Anybody blessed more than me? Or as much as myself? All right, stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands.
I declare.
declare that your harvest will look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Whatever is yours is released to you. Whatever belongs to you, no devil shall keep it back. This month of July shall not end until all that is yours enters your hands. This week, miracle supplies, miracle job, miracle payment of payments that have been tied down, miracle favors and miracle releases. In Jesus' name, so shall it be. Pick up the offerings and get, after the offerings, you get your materials for impartation ready.
What a marvelous God, what a marvelous God, He has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God,
marvelous.
What a marvelous, He is doing marvelous things.
Everybody say,
what a marvelous God.
Multiply the habits of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to bear in Jesus' name. Once you drop your offerings, you can then pick up your materials for impartation and lift it up.
Father, to you be all the glory. To you, Jesus, be all the glory. To you
be all the glory and adoration forever.
Transformed into the same image from glory to glory by his press, by his the Spirit of the Lord. Everything gets transformed in God's presence, including what you have. That was why the rod of Moses got transformed in the presence of God. Lift up your materials and listen to this. Wednesday service is going to be very explosive. Sharp, 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 impactful instruction. As we look at one or two more products and impact of prayer, which you need to know. Last Wednesday, we saw the open heavens dimension of prayer. We shall see some two or three other dimensions this Wednesday. Ensure that you are there, and we shall pray practical prayers. Sunday is testimony and thanksgiving service. Coming Sunday. And it's going to be most explosive. By that Sunday, we may be showing you two music videos that the choir did, and I was privileged to do it along with them, our songs that will be released by coming Sunday. We should be able to show you that. Also, please, the government regulated that people go out and step into places like this with face masks, and especially moving along the road. Let's just do our best. The season is not here forever. It's about to end. In the name of Jesus, say amen. But within the interval, let's be as obedient as we can. And I believe that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Also, at the end of the service, all the members of the workforce, Dunamisum Church Congress, everyone, at the end of the second service, there's a very brief instruction that we need to receive. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Now, lift up those materials and mantles. First time has already in front of us. Anything you want God to do with it, open your mouth and say it first. What do you want? Why are you lifting it up? What do you want God to do for you? Say it first. We are in a revival atmosphere, a prayer atmosphere, and anything is possible. In Jesus' precious name, lift it high up now. Father,
I prophesy upon every material, every document, and everything lifted up. I declare that the great potential of what is in the hands of the people shall be exploded in the name of Jesus. I prophesy a miracle with what is in your hands, from what is in your hands, in the name of Jesus. As Moses dropped his rod before the presence of the Lord, and that rod became an instrument of power. As you drop what is in your hand now and pick it up immediately, whatever you trust God for is released. That's right. Now pick it up with a shout of victory. From this anointed ground and this consecrated ground, I prophesy, before this week is out, what is in your hand shall produce for you a testimony. What is in your hand shall produce for you a testimony. What is in your hands shall give you an answer. Marital testimonies, fruit of the womb testimonies, employment testimonies, diversities of documents are lifted here. Testimony shall come in Jesus' name. Wave it to the King of Kings. Around, the Bible says Paul and Silas at midnight prayed. Sometime midnight tonight. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Delete that. You don't snap somebody without their permission. Lift it up. And the ushers, you are standing. You have eyes. Use your eyes to see. Lift it up. In the name that is above every name, Jesus, the resurrected Lord. Jesus, the resurrected Lord. Jesus, the resurrected Lord. I declare your testimonies are released. Your testimonies are released. Your testimonies are released. Go forth and return back with your testimonies. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I was talking about midnight before that guy interrupted me. Please beware what you do in church because it can cause. Now, Paul and Silas prayed and praised, and the prison door opened. I saw a woman with the baby materials. This 12 midnight tonight, just pray and dance with those materials. Yourself, do the same. Everyone here, whatever. By the time you are crossing 12 midnight into the next day tomorrow, just celebrate and dance and praise and pray like Paul and Silas with what you have. And that prison door is open. And that womb is open. And that destiny is open. And you shall hear to testify. The Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. Whether the devil likes it or not, the year 2020 is our year of what? What kind of shift is it? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. God bless you in Jesus' precious name.